Well, good morning, church.
Good morning, Jason.
It's a privilege to be here today, so let's stand up for the service in prayer and thank the Lord for letting us be here today. Thank you, Father, for letting us be here today and letting us come before you and worship you in spirit and in truth, Father God. Let your Holy Spirit fall on us and let us push anything that is hindering us this morning, let us push it aside and leave it at the door. Father God, we praise you in Jesus' mighty and precious name, Heavenly Father. Let us just worship and come before you, Heavenly Father, in spirit and in truth. Thank you, Father, for today. Amen.
Trinity, holy, 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 all. up in my heart a melody. Jesus whispers sweet and low. Fear not, I am with thee, peace be still, in all life's ebb and flow. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know. Fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go. All my life was wrecked by sin and strife. Discord filled my heart with pain. Jesus swept across the broken strings, stirred the slumbering chords again. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know. Fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go. Feasting on the riches of His grace, resting neath His sheltering wing, always looking on His smiling face, that is why I shout and sing. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know. Fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go. Though sometimes it leads through waters deep, trials fall across the way. Though sometimes the path seems rough and steep, see His footprints all the way. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know. Fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go. Soon He's coming back to welcome me, far beyond the starry sky. I'm showing my fight to worlds unknown, I shall reign with Him on high. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know. Fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go.
Would you be free from your passion and pride? There's Pay the debt that I could never pay. Sing, I love. That is the sad news to share with you today, that our brother Sotiris, we had to take him to the hospital this morning, and I'm standing in for him today. And for those of you that are not, that are cyber members, Sotiris and his wife Joanne has been with us for about 20 years. And Sotiris has been fighting for some time with a prostate problem. And it came down to today that he was not able to relieve himself whatsoever, and it became very serious. And so a brother here in the church took him to the hospital, as we're going to pray for him today. I would like for you that are cyber members to just say this to you, that we really appreciate you, we love you, and you are just as much part of this congregation as those people that are here. And I pray that you will help us today in the offering. And if you can, you haven't given anything this month, if you, when we take the offering here, maybe you can go and use PayPal or send a check later on and help us out. We really appreciate that. So let's stand and let's pray right now. My Heavenly Father, I want to thank and praise you right now, that regardless circumstances, we know that you are in total control. And we do lift up our brother Sotiris to you right now, that Father God, you've got a mechanical arm, you've got a spiritual arm, and either way we are healed, Father God, healing comes from you. And I pray right now, Father God, that you be in that hospital, Father God, he will get the care he needs right away. And they'll be able to relieve him, Father God, and get the pressure off from his stomach, Lord. And also they'll be able to find out what causes this, so there can be a remedy. And we know, Father God, that you can be in there, and you can heal and do surgery before anyone ever get to it. So we thank you for that. I just praise you right now, Father God, that Sotiris is in good hands. He's in the hands of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father God, I just pray for the offering here today. Lord, you know what we need. You know that we are a small ministry. And I thank you, Father God, that today you will move upon our members, our cyber members, and our members here to give, Father God, what you have given them, so that, Father God, we can fund this ministry. And for this I thank you, and I praise you, and I bless you now, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. You may be seated.
At this time, the people at Resurrection Life of Jesus Church are giving their tithes and offerings as part of the worship service. You too can participate even if you're not physically with us by writing out a check and mailing it, or using the donation link at the bottom of the homepage. Please remember that God uses His people to finance His work on this earth. God gives us the ability to work and make money, and in return asks that His people give back a tenth. Thank you for being obedient and being part of our service.
Well, we got some prayer requests here, so we're going to take them. And it was determined last week that Pastor Henry White of the Get Well Ministry, or his ministry, had suffered a heart attack, and he underwent bypass surgery Thursday, June 23rd, in a hospital in Trinidad. He was too ill to be moved to the United States. At the same time, his kidneys were failing. Details after his surgery are very sketchy, and the only information given to this ministry is that he's in great pain after the surgery. So we need to continue to pray for him to recover. We are going to continue to pray for the finances of our ministry, and we didn't get any help last week on the Social Security taxes. So we need to keep praying for that God will bring that in. Now, I talked to the Timmermans this morning, and Gert had a special request. He said this, that you've been praying for Thomas Burns over and over again, and he's getting blessed and blessed in his business. He said, I need some of that stuff myself. So I said to Gert, I said, well, we'd be glad to pray for you and for your business. Now, he's an executive salesperson, something like that, and in a company in Europe. And he told me this, that he had been looking to meet a manager for a company in Sweden that they wanted to have his business. And for 2 years, he's been trying to get a contact. He couldn't do it. So this last week, he wrote an email. And before he sent the email, he couldn't lay hands on the letter. He laid hand on his computer and prayed over it and sent it off. And he was in Sweden Thursday this week, and he got an interview. He got a person to meet with that manager that was high up in that organization. So he was really praising God for that. Now, Charmaine called us last week, and she had some problems, and she's now totally healed, so that's a praise report. Now, Gert has developed a sinus infection. So he wants to pray for that, and he also wants to pray for his job, that God would open door for him. This is from Eric from Canada. He's locked into a hard custody fight with his ex-wife in Sweden. She's not saved, and the three girls were exposed to witchcraft and the sinful living of the mother. Eric is going to Sweden, has a court date for custody of the children. The oldest daughter wants to come and live with him. Let us pray that God will move and extract this young girl from her horrible living situation. Let us pray that the court will allow the girl to live with her father. So we're going to pray for that. And then we got a call in here. Pray for Dan Strasen to be able to tolerate an MRI in order to have a procedure done to his back. He has not been able in the past to have an MRI due to claustrophobia. The procedure would make a great difference to his mobility, and it would take away the pain without use of the pain pills. And then last week, we had a confusion in the oil market. The Obama administration is very upset about high oil prices since it hurt the economy, and that will make it harder for Barack to get reelected for a second term. He doesn't like that. So Obama has restricted drilling for new oil and has put all kind of obstacles in the way to increase oil production in the U.S. He's carrying out the policies of the world government that does not want the U.S. to become independent from international oil markets. In desperation, he made a decision to release oil from the strategic oil reserve in the U.S., which is controlled by the U.S. government. When a speculator heard this, oil prices dropped down to around $90 per barrel, but the big investors then pushed it up to $91.16 per barrel. This means a drop of $1.85 since last week. We are down $1.85 since last week. People in the world are at mercy by the world government, and there is no rhyme or reason in the pricing of oil. Our best weapon is to pray that there will be such confusion among the people controlling the price of oil that they will do themselves in. Let us pray that God will make them insane, so they will do crazy moves that no one can explain. So let's pray. Those of you who'd like to come on up, you come on up.
Father God, thank you for this day and for the good message, Lord. And Father, we want to lift up Gert Timmerman to you and his entire family, his wife. And we thank you for your blessing upon them, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that they're members here. It's good for us to have such good members, Lord. He's an author and a dedicated Christian, so it's a joy to pray for him, Lord. So we thank you for your blessing to be upon him, Lord, and to open up all the doors for him to sell what he needs to sell for his company, that his company might grow, and that he is going to be recognized as the most valuable salesperson that they have. And so we thank you for that, Lord. The company will see an anointing upon him. They will know that he is moving to the top. And we just thank you for that. And we thank you that those blessings shall overtake him like it's written in the Word. And we already know that that's in motion. That's going to happen. So we thank you for that, Lord. We thank you for also blessing his wife as she gives support to him, bless his kids, and that they will follow in their father's footsteps to walk in righteousness, Lord. And so we just thank you again for blessing that family beyond their wildest dreams, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Lord God, we thank you for the way you're dealing with the people that are trying to control the oil prices in the world market. And Lord, we see your hand at what you're doing and how the prices are coming down. And Lord God, we thank you for that. We pray, Lord, that you're going to continue to make them people dumbfounded on why the prices of the oil is coming down. We take your word and your scripture and we use it against the enemy. And Psalms 35:4, let them be confounded and put to shame that seek after our souls. Let them be turned back and brought to confusion that devise our hurt. Let them be as chaff before the wind, and let the angel of the Lord chase them. And Lord God, I pray the scripture on the enemy that is trying to raise the prices of oil. Lord God, let your angels just confound them and make them dumbfounded. And Lord, we thank you, give you the praise and honor and glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
My Heavenly Father, I thank you that I can be here standing and give your name all the glory and honor. And I thank you, my Heavenly Father, as I'm praying here. Yes, he can go through MRI in the hospital, and he can be free of the bondage of feeling in a trapped-in situation. You're able to do that. But I see another, much greater possibility that I cannot help but to pray. I pray that you will give him willpower over pain in general, and he be set free from the drug he is using, because that will be the solution to everything. And just to cry out to you, God, and you will hear his prayer. There is none that type of prayer that you will not answer, God, if he prays sincerely before your face, God. And so I pray, God, this is my first choice to pray, that he will have completely victory and he will be set free from that strong drug he's using, God. And I take dominion over that kind of drug in the power of Jesus' name to be defeated in his life forever in the power of Jesus' name. And I thank you, my Heavenly Father, that you will move in a mighty way by your Holy Spirit, because only you can heal this situation. You can heal everything in his back, and everything will come into perfect healing for him. I have gone through extreme pain myself. And I wouldn't say what I am saying in my prayer unless I have gone through it myself. And I was in pain, excruciating pain in my back, on this, or in the, or actually on the side and also the back. And it was so excruciating, I laid on the floor and sit on the floor and hold my hand on it. I was in such pain, I barely could quote the word of God, but I did. And I laid hold of God's word. That is the answer to this, to lay hold of God's word. He is not the God of partiality. He healed me supernaturally. I woke up in the middle of the night, and I had no proof, but I know that I know I was healed. And I was healed instantly. Thank you, Lord, for this answer to prayer. Amen.
Heavenly Father, we come before you today to lift up the finances to you. Father God, you always meet the need. And Heavenly Father, we pray that you will touch the hearts of your people, Father God. Put it on their heart to give, Father God. This ministry is going out across the world, Father, and we need some help, Father God. You always provide, and we thank you. But we pray for the gifts. Those of you who are out there, pray with us that we receive a gift to help pay these taxes. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, for victory upon this matter. We know that we praise you, Father God, that the need's been met, and we will have victory over this. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Father God, we lift up Pastor Henry Wright to you again and bring him before you, Lord God. He is your servant. He has such compassion on people that he wouldn't stop praying and seeking you to know how to bring healing to people, to know how to what is blocking their healing? What is holding it back? And he searched and he searched, and he was on his face before you and telling you he must know so that he could help people. And Father God, he's helped so many people find you and look to you for their healing. Father, we ask you to reach down now and touch him. And Father, pour your Holy Spirit through him and heal his heart and his arteries and his veins and anything else that needs healing, Lord God, and let him see the beautiful healing that he has sought for so many people, touching him. Father God, we only can ask, and we know that You know all things, Lord. If there's anything blocking his healing that he's unaware of, let, Father, make him aware of it and help others to be praying for him in the Spirit. And let us all join together and pray for him all the time, every day, Father God, until we see the results. Lord, we thank you. We know that you are the healer, that you're the one who can do it, and you're the only one that knows his body intricately, but you do, Lord. You made him. You created him. So, Father, we thank you that you're going to answer our prayer, and you're going to take pity on Pastor Wright, and you're going to bless him with the wonderful healing he's helped so many others reach out and get. Thank you, Jesus. In your precious name, amen.
Father, I just thank you for this dear brother, Eric from Canada, as he's going through this process with trying to gain custody of his children. Father, we just thank you, first of all, for having sent Eric to our ministry, and that we were able to witness his spirit communing with your spirit, Father, that he's devoted to you, and that his life has been set free from any demonic shackles, and that he's now free to worship you and free to not be oppressed by these demons. And Eric, if you're listening, I just pray right now that you'll stand and pray with me, and we'll take dominion over this evil occultic influence in the life of your wife and the children. In the name of Jesus, we just command you, Satan, to release Eric's wife right now. In Jesus' name, we command all demonic occultic influence in her life of witchcraft and all related occultic bondage to release her. Father, we pray that she could be saved, that your light would penetrate into the darkness that she surrounded herself with through this opening, this door to the occult. And Father, we pray for Eric's children, that they will be seen by the court as needing to be watched over by the Father. If that's your will, Father, and I believe it is, we pray that down right now on those children. And we pray, Father, that they will be released from that awful area of influence. For what we see in this matter, Father, is what your word directs us to understand about the things of the devil. And Father, we pray that while he's gone and having to fight this battle in the courts, that you'll not only bless his efforts there, but you'll take care of his farm in his absence. And Father, that he will be provided for and come back to find that he isn't behind the eight ball in trying to keep up with the many, many duties that are involved in the hard work that is the farming industry. And we thank and praise you, Father, for the victory you're going to give him in this custody battle. And we just praise you in Jesus' name for all that you're going to do.
Father God, we lift up Jan Pettersson to you again in Sweden. We thank you, Father God, that you will give him stamina, that he will not be discouraged. Father God, there's a door opening for a job situation in southern Sweden. We thank you, Father God, that within a short time he will have enough money that he can come here, Father God, and be prayed over and be set free. And I thank you now for answering all the prayers that we had here today, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated.
Okay, we're going to take a couple testimonies. I have a testimony this morning. Still outbidding projects, and went to one on, I think it was Thursday, and we didn't get that one. Someone else shaved their price lower, you know, and but when we were over in Ukiah working on a job, we walked, we saw this place being built, and I thought, well, I'm just going to go do a walk-in on them. And normally, by the time it's being built, everything's done. Contracts are issued, the job is let out. So I went over and introduced myself and talked to the superintendent. He'd been on the job maybe 3 days, a new superintendent. And found out it was still open. So we put in the a bid. We gave them we followed through on it. Gave them the certificates. Jumped through all the hoops, which you have to these days. They want financials. They want everything. And got an email on Friday. They sent us contracts. So we got another job. And it's a good one. So that's it's what I would call a medium-sized job for us. So we're speaking big jobs and profitable. And so that's what God gave us this last week. We don't have to do the jobs that make nothing. We can get profitable jobs. So I want to say I'm thankful for that. And God continues to do those kind of blessings upon us. Okay, Norma.
Good afternoon. Nice to see you again, and happy to be back. Well, I will tell you something first before the result of my coming home. Way back 2003, I had a sister who passed away. I was here, and I was so sad about her, because we sent, I have a brother in London and sister in Chicago and one in Palo Alto. We sent help, financial help to her, so she can undergo operation. But my brother knows that she cannot make it, even though she will be operated that time. So as a Christian, I don't know much well that time. I was just a babe. During the time when she was in the hospital, I was in my work, but I felt so sorry for her. I cried out to God to help her, because having her financial help is not enough for her. And there's so many things. This sister of mine, she was not a Christian, and she did not have much friends. She's not a loving person, even as a sister, you know. But I love her as a sister, and I really, really cry to God to help her in so many ways, because I want her to be in heaven. That time passed by. I didn't know what happened, and it took me a while. When I come home, it took like 2007, 2008. Now, let's set a story for a while. And when I went home to either 2007 or 8, I saw a co-teacher of mine in a store. And I was with my son and daughter, and she was alone waiting for her order. And we are looking for, like, that is like a fast food or a different kind of fast food store. So this is the first time I will saw her for so many, many years. Since I came here. And I say hello to her, so excited to see her and talk to her. But when she saw me, there's no expression of excitement. There's no expression that she wants to talk to me either. And so I did not know how to react to her, but I just say hello and goodbye. You know, so just, but I was so surprised with her reaction. So I forgot that incident, and then passed by again. It's 2010, I think, when I decided to have a reunion with all my teachers that who retired and my co-teachers as well. With the help of my co-teachers who are living in here already, they think there are 4 co-teachers. So 2 were not able to come with us, and 2 were able to went home. So the three of us really work hard and very successful reunion. So from 2003 to 2011, this teacher that I saw was there because he was invited. Because he was one of my close and he was one of my co-teacher. And finally, there was a time that we were able to talk for a short time. And she told me that she was so sorry of her reaction to me because she was so surprised to see me and don't know what to say to me because she say I did not change a bit in my appearance and that surprised her. But after that, she asked forgiveness to God for so many years to give her another opportunity to see me to say that she was so sorry. So that is another story. And then she told me too that my sister, when she was in the hospital, she went to my sister that time at 10 o'clock in the evening and witnessed her. And nobody knows that she went. And so she was telling me that she witnessed and my sister accepted Jesus Christ as her Lord. And I was so surprised knowing that she's in heaven. So, because crying to God that time, and God made a way, He really made a way to find somebody to go to the hospital and witness my sister. And that same teacher that did not pay attention to me, but God make all the ways to see me, to have an opportunity to meet her and talk to her. And so it's an amazing miracle. And I praise God for that. So the result of the reunion, we invited like 40 teachers. They came like 25. Because I said, maybe they don't know what is RSVP. So they were not able to, that we don't have 100%, 100% attendance. But with the crew in there, with catering services, with other people around us, it's maybe like about 30 persons or 32 persons that we were there. And I testify about Jesus because I told them who is Jesus and what Jesus can do for their lives, especially they're all retirees and any time you will leave this earth, they don't know where they're going and they don't know what is the key to go to heaven? They don't know that. Only one person. That person, aside from my sister was there. One person who went to my sister. She was the only one who knows how to get to heaven. And so all the comments, all the assessment that I heard, they said this is the first time they hear the word about God, really who is Jesus and how to have a close relationship with Jesus. They don't know anything. And it was so surprised. It was so happy to them. They were really overjoyed that hearing about God. Because I told them, because there are people that are Catholic system, that they will go to you when you are dead. They will pray for your soul when you are dead. I told them, I cannot do anything for you when you are dead. This is the time I can help you when you are alive. And this is the time that you should know because Christianity is not a religion that people say. This is a relationship with Jesus Christ that you should know how to build relationship with Jesus Christ, how to know Him and how to be in heaven. And I don't want you that I'll be in heaven and you are down there and you will shout and scream at me that telling, why did you not tell us about Jesus. So now I'm telling you. And they were so happy and so overjoyed that everything that happened, and they like that reunion again to be, there will be another reunion next time. So I said, pray to God that we will have another opportunity that God will open so we can meet those teachers aside from other people or other families that they don't know yet Jesus Christ. And I praise God about it, everything. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much, Norma. We're going to close. Father God, thank you for this day and for the great testimony, Lord. We thank you, Father, for your word. We thank you, Father God, that the prayers that have been prayed are already on their way to being answered. So we thank you for that. And we thank you, Father God, that we are going to have the results that we prayed for. That's a given. Why? Because we believe it. And we see it before it ever happens. So we thank you for that faith taking hold of the word. We lift up Sotiris to you, and we thank you, Father God, that we are expecting a good report. He's going to be functioning fine and have many, many more strong years. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Yes, I am, yes, I am, I'm the temple. I am the temple of the Holy Ghost. Filled with praise, filled with power, filled with glory. Filled with praise, filled with power, filled with glory. Filled with praise, filled with power, filled with glory. You are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Yes, I am, yes, I am, I'm the temple. Yes, I am, yes, I am, I'm the temple. Yes, I am, yes, I am. I'm